2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Vice President Harris is working to consolidate support for the Democratic presidential nomination following President Biden's withdrawal from the race and endorsement of her candidacy. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The entire Democratic apparatus is working to reorient the campaign effort and the convention around Vice President Harris. There have been conference calls and planning meetings all afternoon. We're told the Vice President herself has spent the afternoon calling Democratic members of Congress, working to cement their support before she begins her all-out sprint to the nomination.
Convention delegates in four states, Tennessee, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and North Carolina, have already voted to support her as the nominee of the party when they meet in convention in August. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says Harris is making good progress toward the nomination.
It's too early to know whether there will be any challenge to her, but I see right now a pretty remarkable building of support for the vice president.
Democratic voters are offering a range of reactions to President Biden's decision to withdraw his candidacy.
I'm disappointed because I felt like he was pushed out, and I really felt like the Democrats should have stood behind him.
I think it's a good decision. I think they'll be better suited by some new blood that would come to the Democratic Party.
Whoever gets the Democratic presidential nomination, a race against former President Trump lies ahead. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa has his reaction.
Former President Donald Trump spoke with me on the phone. He said this is a shock to the country. He also believes that Democrats forced President Biden out, so he was stirring the pot a bit in our conversation about how President Biden ultimately made this decision. And many Biden confidants tell me this was a painful one for the president.
Reaction is coming in tonight from overseas capitals as CBS News correspondent Ian Lee reports from London.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he looks forward to continuing to work with him while praising what he describes as Biden's remarkable career. Israel's president posted praise for Biden and his support for the country over the decades. Russia took a more muted response, saying it's following developments.
Evacuations are underway in Riverside County, California, as a pair of large brush fires are currently burning. The Eagle Fire, centered just east of Corona, has burned approximately 450 acres, with crews fighting the blaze from the air and on the ground. In nearby Riverside, the Howardin Fire has torched just under 500 acres, but has damaged at least five homes, prompting evacuations in the area. Several minor injuries have been reported. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr. Rocker, what's coming up on the show tonight, brother?
Jimmy, tonight we have a whole bunch of things going on. It's a packed show. Pararock Paranormal Expo and Vendor Fair. That's going to be coming with organizer Allie Kay and Ray. She's bringing in a special guest. Coming up, Phil Kegley, he's in town from Austin for a show and recording. He'll be coming in. That show is tonight, so he's coming in pre-show, maybe even play a song or two for us on guitar. Dusty Bow, Louisville, Kentucky's Dusty Bow, he's playing at Atwood Fest coming up, and he has an interview with Terry Barr. And live in the lair, Jimmy, Mojo Perry, he's also playing at Atwood Fest next week, and he'll be playing some cigar box guitars, I hope. And that's what we got.
Love the cigar box. And let's start it off with some Atwood Fest music. We're going to talk all about Atwood, give you all the details. Kick it off with some Dub Foundation, Ja Boogie, Captain Smooth, Manifesting Dub. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
listen to.
Say to you, together let's rendezvous. So let's come together, let's rendezvous.
share the sacrament and take you to heaven. I wanna get you high, yeah. Become lost in a good conversation. Pour out ceremonial libation. And the love it with the good vibration. Love will come again, yeah. Coming together, let's rendezvous.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Dub Foundation. Ja Boogie's actually song. Rendezvous. Before that, Dub Foundation with Ja Boogie, Captain Smooth with Manifesting Dub. Both of those are fairly recent new songs. And of course, Dub Foundation, they'll be playing at Atwood Fest next weekend here in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Hopefully Terry Barr will be by soon. It's original local music from Wisconsin Rocker. Good evening, man. How are you doing?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Getting excited for Atwood Fest, man. It's finally here. We've been talking about it for weeks now. And
it's coming like a freight train.
It sure is.
Wow.
So Dub Foundation, they're actually playing on Saturday.
Yes.
On the Clyde Stubblefield stage, right?
Oh, and that lineup that day, I think, is absolutely amazing, Jimmy. I mean, speaking of Clyde Stubblefield, the Funky JBs are going to do their Clyde Stubblefield tribute to start off the whole day at noon. Then Julian Primo, he's coming up here from New Orleans. He just was in the New Orleans Hall of Fame. Amazing guitar player. And we're really happy to bring him up here from New Orleans. Then Automatic Lover, Jimmy. They're that brand new band we've been playing here on Max Inc. Radio. It's a lot of fun. A lot of like Latin rhythms. Oh, man. It's going to be good. Dub Foundation, then the UW Mad Hatters. Jimmy, we had them right here in the studio. They're going to be opening up for VO5.
It's going to be their last show as a group because they're all going off and do other things, right?
That's right. You know, the UW Mad Hatters, they're all undergrads. So once they graduate, they're out of the group and they have to get new groups. So this year, there's a lot of them that are actually graduating. So this is kind of a very big goodbye to them. Amazing group. And, you know, opening up for VO5, that's going to be one heck of a crowd.
No doubt. And if you're interested in hearing the UW Mad Hatters, in case you missed it, they were on this show live in the lair a couple months ago. The podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com. Just go to there and search in UW Mad Hatters. You'll enjoy it. It's so much fun.
Really good.
Coming up later on here, just about 20 minutes or less, Allie Kay, superstar extraordinaire from Madison and on social media. She has a big show coming up, the Para Rock Paranormal Expo and Vendor Fair that's happening at the Annex here in Madison next Saturday, actually August 3rd, so 2 weeks from tonight, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah, so. And she'll be bringing in our good friend of the show, Morgan Ray.
Nice. I haven't seen Ray in a hot minute, so
that's going to be fun.
Her new music is really good. We'll play a song from Ray later on. Hey, Rocker, you ever think about getting naked in public? You've done a lot in your rock and roll career. You ever did anything naked?
I've thought about it, and really long, really hard, and the answer was no.
You ever go to like a nudie beach or anything like that?
I once went... kind of by the one by Mazomani. I kind of saw it, but
the Mazo Beach, yeah.
I don't think I was looking very hard. Yeah. It looked like people had swimsuits on from a far distance, but apparently they didn't.
It was a clothing optional beach in Mazo.
Oh, thank God. Maybe I saw the people with clothes on.
The reason I bring this up, folks, is I was scrolling through Facebook the other day and
you're going to get naked for us here in the studio, Jimmy?
Not tonight. I was scrolling through Facebook. I found this event at this place in Cambridge, Wisconsin, Valley View Recreation Club, and it's a nudist recreation club, and they're having this event called the Naked Mile on Saturday, August 3rd, and The flyer for this event on Facebook is hilarious. You walk a mile, right? And there's different challenges you have to do throughout the mile. We'll tell you about the challenges a little later on. And in fact, we're going to get Ralph McCaffrey from Valley View Recreation Club on the air with us in the 7 o'clock hour and just have a chat with him. This intrigues me.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some very interesting challenges, Jimmy.
Have you been naked in public? Maybe you're from Madison. You've participated in the Madison Naked Bike Ride that happens here every year. Or have you been to Mazo Beach? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
Maybe you just like to take your clothes off and run down the street.
Let's talk about public nudity. I think there's a conversation that can be had here. 844-967-2789. Automatic lover should get you in the mood, right? Sick Love. This is the brand new one.
Yeah.
It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you adore me. Reassure me that for you I must say my God. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cual demente sin consciente ¿dónde va a parar? Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me.
Tell me that you need me. Go to Family, we're talking about love. Do you get me, gando? Can you respond to me, tanto?
Civic Media, we are local music with VO5 Soul Shiny Day. They're going to be closing out the Saturday lineup on the Clyde Stubblefield stage at Atwood Fest next Saturday. Rocker, they go on at 8 o'clock. VO5 is like legendary. It's like Mama Rocker, VO5 for Atwood Fest.
You know, Jimmy, we have a couple of bands that have been there the whole time, right? Steely Dan, VO5, they're legend, right? But, you know, that's why we bring a whole bunch of bands that you probably haven't heard. And, in fact, there's some great bands that are happening on the stage that you are the MC of, the Luther Allison stage on Saturday. We start that off with, of course, Convergence, that converges at the Luther Allison stage with the Hanfibians, who do a performance that will lead into a performance of Pancromatic Steel. They appeared right here in the lair, Jimmy. And after that, Moonglow, Into the Flavor That Kills.
Yes.
I know there's going to be a lot of Madison folks that are going to like that. Horace Green. We're bringing Horace Green down from the Fox Valley, Oshkosh area. And he's just a really amazing singer, amazing guitar player. And that's going to open up into Mojo Perry. And Mojo Perry Band. Mojo Perry is going to be playing solo here tonight in the lair.
Live in the lair with Mojo Perry.
And Mojo Perry opens up from a band from Louisville, Kentucky, Dusty Bow. Which is, we have an interview with him tonight, too.
So basically, the Luther Allison stage is on the radio show tonight.
You are there, Jimmy. Luther Allison stage at Atwood Fest coming up July 27th. That's the lineup for that day. Is going to be Pancromatic Steel, Moonglow, The Flavor That Kills, Horace Green, Mojo Perry Band, and Dusty Bow. That's one hell of a lineup for you on Saturday, Jimmy.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, most importantly, I'm hoping to see you at Atwood Fest. You can get all the details right now at atwoodfest.com. The music schedule, all your answers. Just remember, don't bring the dogs. Leave the dogs at home.
Leave the puppers.
It's gonna
at
be
home.
Warm. I think it's. The temperature is what, 80s, mid 80s right now.
You know, 82. I mean, 82, and if it's not humid, that's a perfect Atwood Fest. That means a lot of beer drinking, and we're gonna have a good time, Jimmy.
Next weekend or the weekend after August 3rd, I found this event that's happening out in Cambridge at the Valley View Recreation Club. And this Valley View Recreation Club is a nudist resort. It's actually required for you to shed your clothing when you walk into the place. It's pretty cool. I mentioned I've been to Basil a couple times.
Did you go nude, Jimmy?
Yeah. Yeah.
You did?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Did Mrs. Kate go nude?
No, she is not a fan. Not a fan at all.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
sounds like popcorn.
Yeah. I actually showed her what we were talking about tonight, and she's like, no.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Weichert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weichert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Weichert parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weichert team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weichert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark. ArcPetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Saturday night in the Madison area here on WMDX, broadcasting live around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to get the app on your phone right now. Get the app, the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us and also at maxincradio.com, Rocker.
Jimmy, Pararock and Paranormal Expo and Vendor Fair is coming to the Annex in the Red Zone in Madison on Saturday, August 3rd with a glow-in-the-dark after party plus live music. So here in the studio to tell us about Pararock is promoter Allie Kay, and she's brought performer and old friend Morgan Ray.
Yeah.
Allie, Morgan, and...
Roostar.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Great to see you guys. Let me ask you, we're talking about the nudist beach, nude beaches, nudist colonies. You ever go to one?
Yeah. I went to Harbin Hot Springs.
Get up on that microphone, Morgan.
Yes, twice. Once I went to Harbin Hot Springs, just north of San Francisco. That one was not weird at all. Not weird at all. And then I went to one in Arizona. That one was a little bit more like hairy dudes in bathtubs.
Oh, wonderful.
Like where everyone turns and looks. Yeah. So that one was less my vibe. The other one was just like a giant swimming pool.
So if you had to choose one of the following two challenges to do naked, would it be a karaoke challenge, a bubblegum challenge, or eat a mini pie without your hands challenge?
What's a bubblegum challenge?
And those are all
blow big bubbles with naked.
Bubbles.
That's awkward.
Yeah. Who do I get to eat the mini pie off of?
I'm with her on that one.
All right.
Or the pie.
The Pararock Paranormal Expo and Vendor Fair takes place from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Annex Live Music Venue here in Madison on August 3rd. And before we get to the performers and after party, tell us about the expo and fair. What will attendees find at your event?
Well, all kinds of things. I guess when they first walk through the door, you're going to be greeted by like 30 vendors plus, including psychics, metaphysical type vendors like crystals and healers, and what else we got? We got like oddities dealers. We have a naturopathic physician. We have authors. We have blah, 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 blah. Lots of them. Lots of different things.
And speakers.
Speakers. So that will begin around, I believe, 11 a.m. is when the speakers will begin. So first it's vendors will start and kick everything off. And then we got the speakers. And then Dave Schrader from Holzer Files. He's also on Discovery Channel and Travel Channel, actually. And he has the Paranormal 60 podcast. He is going to be our master of ceremonies. So he's going to be kind of like just going through all the introductions of, you know, everything going on. So that'll kick everything off. And then we get into the speakers.
And then the vendors, they you said crystal dealers, physics, oddity dealers. Oh, my. I mean, you have many more. Tell us about, like, what do you think is the craziest vendor you're going to find?
I mean, we do have some paranormal podcast hosts. They're kind of crazy.
Oh, they're crazy in personality.
Yeah, they're fun. We have one oddities dealer. What is her name?
What do you mean by oddities dealer?
Sealed fate curiosities. Now, it's just like really unique gifts and
like
usually,
torture devices.
Maybe.
Whoa.
No, we have one that's a teddy bears, and Nick makes like. Takes like teddy bears and turns them scary. And then we have
scary teddy bears.
Yeah. One of my vendors from Chicago, Sealed Fate Curiosities, she like, you know, collects roadkill and like snakes and different things and puts them in a jar with formaldehyde, and you can take that home with you.
No.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm actually, I shouldn't say I'm surprised. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really into this. This is a big market. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are excited. What is it about the paranormal, do you think, that people? What is it about the paranormal that makes people go nuts?
I mean, I think there's a lot of elements to it. One, the unknown. Like, we all have a curiosity about that. I think we all have a little bit of an infatuation with death, either whether it be a good one or a bad one. And just, you know, when you have real evidence and you're presented with it, or you experience it yourself and you can be like, yeah, I experienced this. And you come up against, like, people like, you know? But you know what happened. You want to be in the presence of people that have as well, you know, like that can confirm that for you and have also been through it, because that can be extreme. You know, like I remember the first time I was like, whoa, like really.
Well, it's not even death, right? It's whether you can come back from it.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about, right?
That is the question. You know, like it's hard to know sometimes, like, you know, what you're communicating with or, you know, what's communicating with you. But yeah.
Now, Hawks Radiothon for Vets is joining you from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tell us about the addition of this awesome fundraiser for veterans with local radio legend Randy Hawk.
Well, this came in last minute. I'm very honored. I actually will be meeting with him Monday. I'll be interviewing with him, too, about the Radiothon. And we're looking at making it an annual thing. So he does a charity event, and we raise money and auction various things off, like whether it be from my sponsors or, you know, people that donate to him, and that money goes to, you know, veterans funds.
Got any like rock star and formaldehyde type stuff?
Not yet. But
somebody's
we can
guitar pick and formaldehyde, maybe.
Well, maybe.
Rooster, let's get you on a microphone. How do you fit into this, and what's your role in all this?
I do all kinds of things. You know, changes from event to event, but, you know, booking sometimes, sound sometimes.
You're the utility player, yeah. Which are very important people.
My so jack of all nice. Trades, yeah. But yes, Rue is my business partner, and he has been with me since we rebranded Alley K Promotions into this really cool thing, and he you know, like behind the scenes, he makes all the stuff, helps me make all the stuff work, you know, like... definitely couldn't do it by myself. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And Morgan, it's great to see you again. And musically, you've been blowing up. You've been doing a lot of stuff. You were just telling us off air that you're going on tour soon, right?
Yep. So we just released the record called The Dress Code Said Green. I did that up at Gamma Ray. And we're going on tour. We're hitting Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit, Ann Arbor, Ulipsy, Cincinnati, Louisville, Nashville, and a couple of others with a homecoming show Thursday, the 29th of August at the High Noon. And that's Bashford is going on tour with us.
Nice.
But then we also got Whiskey Pig and Drugstore Riot with that. So we're going to catch live audio from that. So it'd be great to have lots of crowd cheers and everything.
Seeing Whiskey Pig live is like going to church and dying and
right?
then coming back alive.
Oh, Kabu.
Then you're part of the expo, Jimmy.
We rocked out to Whiskey Pig one time at Maybash.
Yes, we did.
That was a good time.
Well, let's talk about the after party, Jimmy. It's from 7 p.m. to midnight on August 3rd after the whole expo. And performers include Lockjaw, Revolution X, Trash Pandas, Ray, and Gilded Cages. It sounds like a heavy showcase. So, Ray, tell us about your part in this.
Small edit. I'm sorry. Bellhead is now playing instead of Trash Pandas.
Oh, yes. We have a new thing. Okay, okay, Trash Pandas. Darn, because they just won a Whammy Award.
I know.
They're really good.
On to you, dear.
Next go around. But, haven't played at the Annex since One Last Run Days. So super excited for that.
Who's in your band?
Drew Ferguson is on bass.
Okay.
And Riley Henninger on drums.
Oh.
So a three-piece.
It's like an all-star band.
Yeah, play guitar and sing at the same time.
Are they going on tour with you?
Yep, both wow. those guys. And we're actually releasing a music video for Trash, which is... We were hoping to have it out before the release, but we were just perfecting a couple of things. But before the third.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, it is awesome to see you all. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
Allie Kay, congratulations to you. I know
Thank
you've
you.
Been working your butt off on this for forever, and you promote so many shows and do so much good stuff for the scene.
I try.
We appreciate it. The Para Rock at the Annex is happening August 3rd. It starts at 10 a.m. with the vendor fair that goes until 5, and then, of course, the music and the after party starts at 7 o'clock. And get more information where, Allie Kay?
You can hit me up on Facebook, Allie Kay Promotions Official. Make sure you have the official after that. And just look up Pararock the Annex. It's on multiple places. I mean, it pops up. Put it in your Google engine. It's going to come up on Washington.
Pararock Annex.
Yeah, Pararock the Annex. And then, yeah, so there's Facebook, Insta, Threads, all of it.
Here's my funny story my funny ghost story of the night. Morgan, I didn't know you were coming in tonight, so it was a pleasant surprise. And when I built the playlist earlier without knowing that you were going to be here, I picked one of your songs to play for after the interview. And now you're here. Get out of my head.
Synchronicity.
You said you picked Trash?
I got Trash here, yeah.
That's the one that we're releasing the music video for, so
nice.
Even more crazy.
Awesome. Let's hear it right now. It's Ray Trash. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah, my mama cut me up. Yeah, my mama cut me up. She had something that she wanted to say. Yeah, my mama cut me up. Cause my mama wants a cut. Yeah, my mama wants a cut. She been using up all of her luck. Yeah, my mama wants a cut. This is how my mama looks.
About That Girl. That's Eddie 8 Dynamite, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Ray before that. And of course, you can see Ray at the Para Rock at the Annex on August 3rd. The vendor fair starts at 10 a.m., goes until 5. And the live music and after party starts at 7 o'clock. It's pretty good schedule or a lineup of live music, too. Lockjaw, Revolution X, Gildas Cage, and Behead. And, of course, Ray in there as well. Get more information on Allie K's Facebook page right now. Rocker, good evening. How are you doing tonight, man?
What's happening, Jimmy?
I'm excited to see Mojo Perry coming into the lair with his cigar box. He played on our show back on in the first studio on Enterprise Lane, right?
No. This will be the first time with...
It's the first time.
With Mojo Perry.
Okay.
We had another guy play some cigar box
guitars. Was that Too Sick Charlie?
Too Sick Charlie.
Too Sick Charlie.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
Those cigar box guitars, they're so fun to listen to. And I can only imagine they're super fun to play, right?
Yeah, I think it would be pretty fun to play. I think I'd get sick trying to make the box, though. Oh.
That's true. That's very true. What are you up to tonight? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. Are you listening naked by chance tonight? Are you a nudist enthusiast?
Have you been to a nudist beach or like the Maze of Manny? We might hear about it.
Maybe you just don't like this stuff. And what is your negative opinion toward it? I don't know. It's tough. The few times I went to Mazo, you really have to kind of work yourself up, like, you know, to let go of the inhibitions, you know? I mean, it's for some people, that's a big hurdle to get over, you know?
Yeah.
But some people have no problem, you know? Dan O'Stoffels, for example.
He'll go nude anywhere.
Right. But anybody else, you know, just it's a big jump, you know? 844-967-2789. Thought it'd be fun to talk about that. And we're going to get Ralph from this event coming up. He'll be on after 7:15 tonight. He'll tell us all about it. Love to have you part of the conversation as well. We got a double dip of more Atwood Fest music. Move into the Luther Allison stage with Cruising Around. Right now, the brand new Marta Hansen. This song is called What a Pity. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We'll be right back.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back. This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.